You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
If you can, squeeze in. If we have extra chairs, you can bring them out. Let's pray and bless the word today. Father, I thank you, Lord, for another tremendous opportunity to come into your presence, to look at your word. Father, for you to inspire us, to challenge us, to transform us. We thank you, God, as we look at this message, look at your principles. God, look at your word today. Father, let us have some of those epiphany moments, some of those aha moments when something just clicks in our spirit and things just begin to make sense. Things just begin to straighten out. Lord, we thank you for your word today. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen. Amen. So we've been kind of in the book of Exodus this week, and it's been an exciting little journey God has been having us on. But today I want to speak to you on a sermon entitled The Burning Bush. The Burning Bush. If you want to go back, you can listen to the last couple of messages. You can pull it off of the website. But today we're talking about the burning bush. There are times that are just moments that God is doing something. You can see they don't look like other moments in your life. There's something that just stands out about them. I believe this moment is a moment like no other. It's a burning bush moment. Go with me here to Exodus 3 if you have your Bibles. Exodus 3. And it says, one day Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led the flock far into the wilderness and came to Sinai, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the middle of a bush. Moses stared in amazement. Though the bush was engulfed in flames, it didn't burn up. Now, we all get into habits, we get into routines, and a lot of times we like our routines as people, right? We like our routines. They make us feel comfortable. You know, we get up, we go to work, we pick the kids up, we go home, right? Go to sleep, do whatever we do before bedtime, we start our routine again, we do it all over again, and we like the comfort of our routines. But sometimes our routines become ruts. And then instead of progressing to where God wants to take us, we get entrenched in a rut. You see, Moses was just going about a day like usual. He was just with his father-in-law's sheep, just leading the flock, trying to get them to pasture and get them some food and care for them. It was just business as usual. This is the problem with us sometimes. God is trying to show us something. God's trying to do something for us. God's trying to do something with us. And it's just business as usual. Business as usual. And sometimes that's stopping our own progress because we're in this routine that becomes a rut and we're so comfortable that we don't progress. How many know this is the year of manifested destiny? God's doing things this year. God's making dreams happen, things that have been promised to you. God's doing things, but if we're stuck in a rut, we could miss it. We could miss that progress that needs to happen. Turn to somebody and say, risk the change. Risk the change. There's a quote by Tony Robbins that says, change happens when the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change. What that means is at some moment you're going to get tired of business as usual. You're going to get a little dissatisfied that things aren't happening in your life. You expected more. Your expectations were way up here and you're kind of caught in this routine, in this rut down here. And you're saying, Where is the progress in my life? Where is the change? Where is the destiny that I've been looking for? And so we begin willing to risk change. We begin to become willing to risk the pain of change because, let me tell you something, after a while, the pain of staying the same is too great. So we realize that. The problem is we're naturally adverse to change, right? We get into the things that we're comfortable with. We want to stay right there. Because change is work. Change is uncomfortable. But can I tell you today, change is necessary. You can't go to great places in God. You can't go to great places in life if you don't change some things. If you don't evaluate your journey, evaluate the path you're on. And sometimes you got to take a different path as God shows you so you can get to the place of purpose. This is where Moses was. Exodus 3:1. It said he led the flock far. Somebody say far. Far into the wilderness. He led the flock far into the wilderness and came to Sinai, the mountain of God. I want to give you a great revelation. The struggle that you're going through right now is not just for struggle's sake. The wilderness that you're going through right now is not just to go to the wilderness. It said he led the flock through the wilderness to the mountain of Sinai. Now, let me tell you a little something about biblical symbolism in case you don't know this already. The mountain signifies authority in biblical symbolism. So he went through the struggle so that he could know authority, but not just any authority. Sinai was the mountain of God, God's authority. Before the authority of God is on your life, you might have to go through, not you might, you will go through struggles. You will go through struggles, but the destination, write this down, the destination is not the wilderness. The destination, sometimes you got to remember that because the Bible said he went far into the wilderness. How many people have gone or are far into the wilderness right now? You know what it's like to go into the wilderness. But the destination was not the wilderness. We have to remind ourselves when we're deep, when we're far into the wilderness. But the struggle will lead us to the place of authority. You've been wondering about that in your life. You've been wondering, am I going to get somewhere? I'm a little frustrated. Am I going to get somewhere? Am I getting anywhere in my life? Am I getting anywhere in this area? But I'm here to tell you today, the struggle is not just for struggle's sake. We go through the wilderness to get to the mountain. We're going through the wilderness to get to the mountain. Here's the thing, though. If we want to be leaders, if we want to be who we're supposed to be in God, listen, you can't lead people to a place you've never been. Sometimes we think because we've had a promise, we can lead. How many have received a promise from the Lord? All right. That should be basically everybody in this room. You've received a promise from the Lord. But sometimes we think just because we've received the promise that we're ready to lead. Moses received a promise, but he wasn't ready to lead because he hadn't gone through the wilderness yet. He could not take the people of God through a place he had never been personally. You see, first he had to practice on a natural flock before he could have a spiritual flock to take through the wilderness. You see, some of the issues that are going on in your life, you might think that it's a natural thing. You might think that you're just kind of frustrated with some issues in your life, some circumstances in your life. But can I tell you, that's practice for the spiritual journey that he's taking you through. Can I tell you that right now? You can't lead anybody through a wilderness you haven't been through. You see, the reason Moses had the expertise to lead the people of God through the wilderness is because he had already been through the wilderness. And we have to remember that in the midst of our personal struggle, the enemy wants us to forget that there's a reason behind it. You see, when you go through the struggle, then you can lead others through the struggle. I was talking about that this week. I was talking about how God takes what the enemy meant for evil and he turns it for good. The devil makes us struggle. God turns the struggle into a journey to a place of authority. If you'll receive that, that's your word today. If you'll receive that today, that's your word today. God wants to bring you into your authority. You've been sitting on the sidelines, or you've been wandering around in the wilderness, wondering if it's going to end, the struggle. Can I tell you today, the struggle is not your destination. The wilderness is not your destination. Go with me to Exodus 3, 2. This is so powerful. This is just the first five verses of Exodus 3. Exodus 3, 2. It says, there the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the middle of a bush. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the middle of a bush. In the middle of your path, in the middle of your journey, guess what? Sometimes God just gives you a sign, a message, a messenger. In the middle of your normal life, everything's going business as usual, God gives you a message. God wants to give you a message today. God wants to give you a message in this season. March marks the fourth year of Pastor Corinne and I taking the pastorate of Hope United. And the first service was a little bit more excited about it than... All right, I just want to tell you. Okay, all right. All right, that's good. Excellent, okay. Good, I'll continue for one more year. Okay. I'm just kidding. Four more years, okay. 4 years ago, my father, he had some health issues. He had a stroke. He had Bell's palsy. The side of his face started to droop. And he was the senior pastor, but he was unable to be the pastor because of health situations. He had to check himself into the hospital. They had to figure out what was going on in his physical body. There was a void at the church. There was a circumstance. There was a message in the middle of mine and Pastor Corinne's path. It was a circumstance. It was a burning bush in the middle of our path. And we had to make a decision. And it's not like, unlike decisions that we all have to make. We could walk away because Pastor Corinne and I have lots of friends. We have lots of family that have churches and they would need a praise and worship leader. We could have a comfortable job. We could get into a new routine. We could walk away from the message or we could step into what the message is saying. This is a moment when God is going to give you some choices. This is a season when God has given you a message and we have the decision to either walk away, say, you know what, these circumstances are a little bit too intense. These circumstances are a little bit more than I could manage, a little bit more than I bargained for. I think I'm just going to walk away. Or we can step into our purpose. We can either walk away from purpose or step into it. There's a quote from Les Brown. It says, the graveyard is the richest place on earth because it is here that you will find all the hopes and dreams that were never fulfilled, the books that were never written, the songs that were never sung, the inventions that were never shared, the cures that were never discovered, all because someone was too afraid to take that first step. To keep with the problem, to determine to carry out their dream. What have you dreamed? What is your dream? What is your call? What are you either stepping into today or walking away from? There's a message in your life that you're either walking away from or you're stepping into. Exodus 3:2, it says, there the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire in the middle of a bush. Moses stared in amazement. Though the bush was engulfed in flames, it didn't burn up. Can I tell you that God knows how to get your attention? You're in the middle of business as usual. You're in the middle of doing the same thing that you were doing yesterday. And God kind of just shakes your world up. He kind of shakes your circumstance and he gives you a sign. Not only does he give you a message, he gives you a sign to point to the message. He gives you a neon flashing light, or like Moses, he gives you a burning bush, because he's saying, don't miss this. This is what I'm doing right now. This is what I'm doing in your life. This is my message to you. What are we seeing? What are we seeing? Because sometimes we get so focused on the normal things that God has to wake us up, shake us up, get our attention. Moses wasn't doing a bad thing. He was just focused on the wrong thing. He was being a responsible son-in-law. He was taking the flock, taking care of the flock, doing the normal thing he did last week, the same thing he did yesterday. He wasn't doing a bad thing. He's just focused on the wrong thing. What are you focused on today? How's your focus looking? Is your focus where it needs to be? Are you looking out for the signs that God has for you? Exodus 3, 2 and 3, it says, there the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a blazing fire from the middle of the bush. Listen to this. Moses stared in amazement. Though the bush was engulfed in flames, it didn't burn up. Now listen to this, verse 3. It says, this is amazing. That's what Moses says. Why does that bush not burn up? It's amazing. I must go see this. So many times we're trying to figure something out in the natural. Things are going on in our lives. We see things and we try to say, what's going on there? We're looking, but we're looking with these eyes. See, Moses was missing something at first because he was looking with his natural eyes. He was trying to figure it out in the natural when he wasn't going to really perceive what God was saying in the natural. He had to look with his spirit eyes. Elisha said to the young man that was with him, that was helping him, he said, God, open the eyes of his understanding so he can see what's really going on. Open his spiritual perception. Open up his spirit eyes so he can see what really is going on. Because let me tell you something, without our spiritual intuition, without our spiritual eyes, we miss what's really going on. It's the truth. We miss. We say, wow, look at that burning bush. What's going on with that? It's like the fire and the... That's not important. What's important was what God was saying. The important thing is not the neon flashing light. The important thing is in the spirit. What is God saying to your spirit? What is the message? Wow, that's nice trimming around the message, and it's a nice color. It's got a nice background. They kind of chose a nice location to put the... No. When we're looking in the natural, we miss it. Can I pray that prayer over you today, that God would open the eyes of your understanding, that you would see the whole picture of what he's doing in your life? Because what he's doing is more than you can see with your natural eyes. That's my prayer for you today. God, I just speak over your people today. Lord, that they would see every circumstance, everything that's going on in their lives by the Spirit, with their spirit eyes. That they would put a value on the Spirit, that what they're sensing and what they're perceiving by the Spirit, so much higher. That's number one. And seeing things by the natural is like number three. God, I thank you that you'd put a separation, a delineation between the way we value what we're perceiving, what we're understanding. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for letting us see things for what they are. Okay. Come back here with me. Exodus 3, 4. Exodus 3, 4 and 5. This is so powerful. When the Lord saw Moses was coming to take a closer look, how many people are willing to take a closer look at what God is doing in your life? What God is doing in your life? How many people want to take a closer look at? This is what it says. When the Lord saw Moses was coming closer, God called to him from the middle of the bush and said, Moses, 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 Moses. Come on, put your name in the blank. Come here. Come here. I got something to say to you. I got a message for you. Come here. Moses, Moses, Moses. Come on, he's calling your name today saying, come over here. I've got something to say to you. And Moses says, here I am. And he says, stop. Don't come any closer. Take off your shoes. Because the place you're on is holy ground. The place you're standing is holy ground. I want you to come into this moment with me, but stop where you are. Don't come any closer without taking off your shoes, because this is a sovereign moment. This isn't like what you've seen before. This isn't like a wilderness that you've gone before. This is a moment. You need to take your shoes off. Take your shoes off. Take your shoes off. This is not where you've been before. This is nothing like you've seen before. This is your divine opportunity. Will you stand up on your feet with me right now? I want to tell you, God is telling you today, take your shoes off. Take your shoes off. God is telling you. God arrested me this week and said, tell the people of God to take their shoes off. The moment that you're living in, it's a sovereign moment. It's a moment that's holy. God is doing things on your behalf. Will you just, as a prophetic gesture, will you just take your shoes off right now with me? Just take your shoes off, because I believe God wants to do something like he's never done before in your life. But you got to realize you can't walk the same way you walked before. Yeah. You can't walk with the same hang-ups you had before. You got to take that off. You got to take that off. You see, there's something that's holding you back, and you got to put it down. You got to just take it off. Take off your shoes, because the place that you're standing, the moment that you're standing, it's divine. I know it might look in the natural like business as usual. It might smell like the same stinky old sheep. But the place you're standing is holy. The place you're standing is holy. It's not like anywhere you've been before. It's not like anything you've done before. This is the moment that was appointed for you before the foundations of the earth to manifest the destiny in your life. Because God is serious about the destiny on your life. God is serious about manifesting. He's saying, come over here. Come over here. But before you get here, take off your shoes. Take off those things. You're not going to need them where I'm taking you. You're not going to need them where I'm taking you. Will you bow your heads with me? God, I thank you, Father. I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for what you're challenging us, God, to take our shoes off. To recognize the moment that we're in. To not look at circumstances. To not look at things with our natural eyes, our natural perceptions, our natural perspectives, our natural filters. But to see things through the spiritual eyes. Let us smell by the Spirit. Let us hear by the Spirit. Let us see by the Spirit what you're doing in this moment, and not miss it. Not miss it. There's a mighty thing. There's the burning bush. There's a mighty message that's stirring even now. If we can perceive what the Spirit is saying, if you can perceive what the Spirit is saying to you, it's not a casual message. It's not something you can just stroll up there with your regular attire on. You got to take your shoes off. You got to take your shoes off. God, touch your people. Touch your people today. God, touch your people today. Touch your people today. Let them realize their God moments. Let them recognize their God seasons. Just like the sons of Issachar, that they knew the times and they knew the seasons. They knew what was really going on.
even though it might have looked a certain way on the outside with the natural God in the spirit. They understood. God, open eyes of our understanding that we can see the whole picture. See everything that you're doing.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.